Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join us here as we discuss Jalen Hurts, his play, and really not so much, you know, we're now almost a week fully past week one. We're looking forward to week two, week three, week four, how we want Jalen Hurts to play here. And is it as a game manager the rest of this season? Nick Sirianni, a few minutes ago, was doing his press conference, and he was talking about the turnover battle. I mean, they lost it on Friday night against the Packers, yet still won the game. That's not typically sustainable. We'll see how they come out on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons, and if Jalen and the team has a more, you know, playing more game manager style. Some of that could be coaching, right? They can call plays that are a little less risky, but a lot of this is just going to be how Jalen decides to do when the ball is snapped, because the ball's in his hands.
Yeah. And I mean, and some of that is just being careful with the football. The one thing I remember about when Donovan was our quarterback is that he took care of the football. And sometimes you just have to, it's just as simple as that. He didn't put the ball in harm's way. I think a lot of times with Jalen, he thinks that he can make a play, and unfortunately that's not the case. And you just have to figure that out. I think this is a process. I think this comes along with throwing the ball more than you've thrown it in the past. You know, progressively, Jalen has thrown for more yards every year. I expect the same thing out of this year because he has gotten better. The one stat that he has to improve as he's improved in passing is his interceptions. That has also gone up. So if you can improve the passing yards and lower the interceptions, I think he'll be in a good spot.
So I just looked it up because you brought up Donovan, and Donovan was good about that. Like when it wasn't there, he would throw it low so nobody could get it, right?
Yeah.
So interceptions have gone down as the years have gone on, and there's more shorter passes now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of an offensive league where it's like it's harder. You can't bump and run on the receivers anymore, right? There's just less interceptions now than there used to be percentage-wise in the NFL. So I looked it up, like the best interception percentage of all time. You know, most of the guys, Hugh, that are near the top of the list are current NFL quarterbacks. Just the league has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back, Donovan, among guys that played, let's say, 15 or 20 years ago, Donovan's one of the best ever in terms of percentage of passes that were actually picked off. So Brady's the best in terms of guys that started their career, you know, let's say 20 or more years ago. Neil O'Donnell, actually, a former teammate of yours with the Jets, he was good at it, only 2.1%. But then Donovan... he really didn't throw many, based on how often he threw the ball, very rarely threw picks.
Yeah, and that's the thing that people need to understand. It's not like game manager is bad, because Donovan managed the game. He managed not to throw a lot of picks. Don't put the ball in harm's way. Like, what was the saying? Is it three things you can do when you throw the football, and two of them are bad,
yep,
or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the truth. So when you throw it, you have to be sure or confident that it's going to be caught. Dan Marino was another cat like that. When he threw it, if it was a catchable ball and the receiver didn't catch it, he would curse them out during the course of the game and say, you better, you know, in so many words, say, you just catch the ball. But he would use colorful words. So, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where it has to be the same here. It's not a bad thing being called a game manager, especially – no disrespect to anybody that is upset about it, if you understand what that means.
If you're in the know, the game manager,
if you understand what that means. Because, again, taking what the defense gives you is a smart way to win football games. I'll tell you what a Hall of Fame coach told me one time, Bill Parcells. He said, going into a game, the least amount of mistakes that you make gives you a higher percentage of winning the game. The least amount of mistakes that you make. And that's what everybody does defensively. The reason why the Patriots were so good defensively wasn't like they had a whole bunch of talented guys. They had some talented guys, but it wasn't a whole bunch of talented guys. They had smart players. Teddy Bruschi was a smart player. He didn't make a whole lot of mistakes.
Ty Law, Willie McGinnis.
Smart players. Yeah. Smart players watched a lot of film, and they knew tendencies. That's what this game is about, people. It's about tendencies. Just like teams know, like, hey, if you rush – Michael Vick, when he played, to his left, he can't throw the ball. No, it's to his right. He can't throw the ball like that. And you play to their weaknesses. That's what you have to do. You take away their strengths and you make them focus on their weaknesses.
215-592-9494. Andy and West. Let's grab Andy here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, up, Andy. What are you thinking?
I love you guys.
Well, we love you, Andy. We appreciate you being part of the show. What are you thinking today?
I can't give you a butt on that. This is the first time
wow
I can ever remember. No, I'm saying that all three people in the studio agree.
I know. That's why when we talked about this before the show, we were like, wow, we're starting a movement here today. This is a show movement.
I don't even understand how it's a conversation. Like, what if you're not a game manager, what are you? What is a quarterback that's not a game manager?
I guess a gunslinger would be the other side of this. Yeah, right.
Right. So he is one of the very few exceptions. How many Super Bowl winning quarterbacks can you name that weren't good game managers? A manager, by definition, is just somebody who makes good decisions, right?
Or that's how I view it. But obviously, a lot of people don't see it the same way.
I got to assume people just don't understand the definition. Like, I don't know what you would expect. Hurts doesn't have the arm to be a gunslinger, so what else can he be that he's going to succeed, especially with these weapons? A game manager with these weapons is an MVP and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Totally. I mean, Andy, last year, Brock Purdy, with the same kind of setup, he got MVP votes.
MVP.
And he got to a Super Bowl. Like, it's only derogatory when people – I think there's a sense, like, people hear it and think, well, that means the player isn't good. Yeah, but you know what? Tom Brady is the best game manager I've ever watched play football. I mean, all he did is complete 7-yard passes for 20 years.
And think about, like, can you imagine – even Kirk Cousins, can you imagine him with these weapons? He's, like, the ultimate game manager. He would – I think flourish in this offense. Not that I'm like Mr. Kirk
Cousins made a lot of money managing games, bro.
Exactly.
Like, seriously.
Put AJ and Devontae around him, give him the running back that we have. It's just insane that anybody thinks a game manager is a bad situation. You know, Jalen isn't what he was before. You just have to accept that. So he has to become something different to be a winner.
Well, and that's all that Andy, that's all that matters. And Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, I've said this a couple times this week. It reminds me a little bit of how Russell Wilson had to evolve from the beginning of his Seattle career, where he ran a lot and then his legs started to go and he became a better thrower and smarter with the football.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, Russell's done. He's pretty much cooked. But he had about 4 or 5 years in Seattle when he didn't run much. His athleticism diminished, but he still won a lot.
Yeah.
They were a playoff team every year. He's still good.
Yeah, and you have to be able to, I also believe this, as a quarterback, you have to be able to evolve. And that's one of the main reasons why, when we were talking about this before the season even started, Joe, I said, I don't need Jalen to run as much. I need him to run, you know, they were talking about, I guess we were in the first pregame we had, and they would say, well, he's got 6 design run play. Ah, that's too many. That's too many design runs. 2 or 3 is fine. And then, you know, those off-schedule runs or unscheduled runs where you have to take off just to keep the play alive, I'm okay with 1 or 2 of those. But to be out there trying to relive your glory days, I don't need that. I need my quarterback to win from the pocket, because we've seen on more than one occasion, too many times, quarterbacks that have the most success are the ones that can blaze you from the pocket. And the ones that can make key plays, crucial plays, late in the game.
Mm.
That's all I need.
Well, and that's always been the key. It's like the clutch moments, which are likes. And we'll see what Jalen has. And he made a couple on Friday night, but he had a couple first downs. One, he ran a guy over on the final drive. And that's great. He just has to protect the football. And we call it a game manager. That's good for me. John in Wilmington's up. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John. What's up, buddy?
Good. I think the hang up with game manager is that people think there's an implication that you don't have the skills, and therefore you're only the guy sitting back managing the game. I like the word facilitator, because facilitator means you're trying to maximize all the weapons you have. And Jalen has 4 or 5 weapons out there that you can be scoring all the time.
Now, I'm okay with facilitator. That's
yeah,
cool.
Distributor, facilitator, these are all
different kind of words. Right, but I think game manager, there's this implication that a guy's only a game manager because he doesn't have the skills to be a great quarterback. I think Jalen has the skills, but you got to maximize these weapons like Saquon, A.J. Brown, Devontae, Dallas Goedert, and that's his major tool, to maximize all the weapons. Now, here's the thing. Jalen got paid already, so it's not like you got to be there to impress everybody how great you are. I mean, your job is to be the guy feeding all these fantastic players that Howie has signed, not make mistakes, be the smartest guy on the field. I mean, early in his career, Jalen never made any mistakes. He never fumbled the ball. He threw it away. I want to see that, Jalen.
John, me too. That was my favorite part about him, is why I was excited that he was becoming the Eagles quarterback, because he put them in good spots. Very rarely did he put them in a negative spot when he was young.
Exactly. I mean, I was impressed with his mature. You know, people used to make fun about these intangibles, but to me, Jalen's intelligence and maturity on that level, on being able to. I mean, he looked like the smartest guy on the field, and he was, you know, in his 20s, he looked like a guy who'd been playing for a decade in the NFL. Now, you know, he almost threw that pick six the other night against Green Bay, and I almost fell off my chair. I was like, what are you doing? I mean, there's some throws he's making now that just, you're scratching your head and you're trying to do too much. And it's like, just scale it back. Be the intelligent Jalen of 1 or 2 years, of 2 years ago. Feed all the weapons, score the points, and just be the guy. I mean, I don't know if he's lost a step or two with the running. Maybe he has. But, you know, he's not like some of these other teams that have, you know, Daniel Jones or these guys that don't have many weapons. He's got, I mean, I thought the problem this year was going to be we had too many great players that were all going to be complaining about not getting the ball. We've got, I mean, Jalen did a great job distributing it the first game. We got five or six guys who can pile up the yardage, can feed the ball control. I love the ball control at the end of the game, where if the Eagles are ahead, they can just, you know, drain the clock and mm-hmm. just finish games out. That's where you have to have the intelligent leader that I think we've seen and that we want to see consistently.
Yeah, right. It's in there. I mean, we've seen it before. Now we just got to get back to it. John, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. On the other side, your phone calls on this. Do you want Hurts to be a game manager? It is a show movement today. We want game manager Jalen Hurts. We'll let you hear something Mike Quick said about what he saw from Hurts Friday night. And in case you didn't catch it, Hugh has been pretty R-rated today. We collected some of the clips and we ranked them. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about FanDuel, my friends over there, when they are in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like, and you'll get to see the odds beforehand. You could bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet on the squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
same. He's breaking the pocket still a little bit early, and that's something that he's going to have to get comfortable with, and trusting that these guys, that he's going to be able to step up. And I think early in the game, there was the interception down the middle of the field where he wasn't able to step up. When things like that happen early in the game, you kind of lose that trust. But he's going to have to gain the trust that these guys are going to protect him, hang in that pocket a little bit longer, and execute the offense.
Mike Quick talking about Jalen Hurts there and the idea of leaving that pocket a little bit too quickly. 215-592-9494. That's how you outburst. He was talking about the first pick, the one over the middle to Devontae.
Yeah.
There was a little push. I think it was Dickerson got pushed back a little bit on that play into Hurts. But for the most part, I thought the offensive line did a good enough job.
Yeah. Listen, man, if you get off schedule as a defensive lineman, and you know we have to throw, because in that case you had to throw. Oh, blood in the water. I'm coming after you. Like, I'm trying to put as much pressure on you because you're trying to get him to throw a pick in that situation.
Trying to get him to rush his reads.
Yeah.
Well, and that time, you know, he was a little late to it, and he threw it over the middle, and you throw late over the middle, you get picked. 215-592-9494. All right, can we also hear from Jaws? Jaws the other day talking about with Jalen Hurts, and you know, we've had a lot of callers today. I'd say the people that are on the leave Jalen alone, he's not a game manager.
Leave him alone,
defend him, apologist. Like, that side of the coin today is often brought up, it's just one game. And that's obviously true. It's the first game of the season. But it's not. Like, his play has changed. The way he plays the position has been different the last two seasons, last year and then the one game of this season, compared to what he did early in his career. And Jaws earlier this week was kind of alluding to that with, we got a pattern now.
In your mind, very correctable, it sounds like?
Very correctable, but I'm starting to sense a pattern now. As I said earlier, it was 15 interceptions last year, now two in the first game. You know, I think you got to be real careful about protecting the football. It's very seldom you win this league minus two in the turnover category. Mm-hmm. And we turned over three times. Green Bay turned over one, and we won the football game. So that doesn't happen all that often. So you've got to protect the football.
Yeah, I think, Charles, one of the things I hear John, and he says this a lot, it's a correctable, of course it's correctable, but it's also sustainable. I mean,
I'm starting to see a little bit of a pattern here. You know, trying to force balls in where they shouldn't go. You got to be very careful. You know, very careful with that football.
It's funny, Hugh. When things like this happen, you start to say, "Well, it will go away. Or it can go away." But after a while, you start to wonder, "When is it going to go away?" It feels like this has got to change quickly. Like, he has to get out of this realm of the turnovers, because they've become a big part of the story, and they didn't used to be.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I feel like the biggest thing with the one game sampling size that I have, is that he has to get comfortable. Like, he wasn't comfortable. I stand on that. I think that, you know, early on, like I said, the fact that he got off schedule, he was uncomfortable. Now, this week, there has to be more of a rhythm to the offense. There has to be more of a chess match, because when I think of that offense and some of the things that they did, it was effective, but it wasn't fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, there were points in the game where it didn't look fluid. I think now you're coming home, you're playing in front of your fan base, you're playing on the turf that you're somewhat familiar with.
Should be a nice night Monday.
Should be a nice night Monday night. I think everything works in your favor. And then we will see more of a fluid offense, and we'll see more of the vision of what Kellen Moore wants this team to look like.
It's going to be fun Monday. Back home, nice weather. Obviously, everyone at the link is going to be raring to go. The Nick Foles night. It's going to be good. I do. We were joking earlier about the day, because it was a Friday, then it was a Monday. I am ready for a Sunday game here. Like, we've had a weird start with scheduling.
Yeah, Sunday's kind of weird, man, because it's like, it's, you got all day Sunday football.
Yep.
And then you got half of the day Monday. Well, people will probably start tailgating about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock
for the Monday night game.
12 o'clock.
I think they should tailgate.
Nobody's going to work Monday. Nobody's going to work Tuesday.
Yeah, you can go to work Monday.
Banged up. It's going to be some banged up individuals.
Should we start the tailgate at 10 a.m. Monday on our show?
We can start that, but we can't. We can't partake in the tailgate festivities ourselves.
Says who?
Well, I got to go to work Tuesday.
Well, we also have to do a pregame show Monday.
That right there, that dog ain't going to hunt.
Yeah, you'll fall asleep. Yeah, no, he will be
out. I'm going to be in that mug asleep.
Yeah,
I'm the best kind of drunk to be around, though. I don't make no noise. I'm just going to sit in the corner and smile. And then every now and then you probably hear some snoring.
Yeah, we can't
coming
have that
from my direction. Yeah, I ain't about to do much.
What's the plan for Monday? Is it our show, nap, then the game, or are you going to try to power through?
You know what's funny? That's a good question, Joe. That traffic is going to be bananas. So I might have to go in here and power through.
Yeah, so we did this a couple weeks ago for the...
I don't know, I got to change clothes, though, because you're not coming to work in my pajamas. I don't think I can go to the game in my pajamas.
No, well, the Packers game, Hugh showed up in a polo. It was like...
Wow.
I know. It was
first day of school, baby. First day of school, new show. Hey, I had them show up, but that's about it. That's
new lunchbox.
Yeah,
he was ready to go.
I ain't doing it again.
Yeah, but you know, you shouldn't have wasted your nice outfit because there was only like 10,000 people there.
No, but I had
Monday. We're gonna have 75,000.
I had my school clothes on now. Like, damn, Joe, I ain't think about that.
Is that a part of your plant-based transition here?
No, man, because like usually I wear I got on pajamas today. I got to put on some real clothes.
Have you shown Kyle the shoes you're wearing today?
Kyle, you haven't seen my new shoes, man? Check them out.
You know what? I caught a peek of them as I was walking out.
I caught a crap.
And I was about to say something.
caught a crap.
The only way I could describe these shoes.
The hell are they?
It looks like Hugh is a Lego character. Like they're painted on him.
They're Adidas. And they're kind of like, they're like Crocs. They're Adidas Crocs.
I was going to say they look like Crocs.
They're called Adaphone. They're called Adaphone. And so I got these shoes. Man, they are comfortable.
I'm not a sneakerhead.
Are they sneakers or are they Crocs?
They're Crocs.
They look ridiculous.
They're like pajamas. You don't like my shoes, man?
No, I
love these things, man. They are comfortable.
They better be, because that would be the only redeeming quality they have.
No, listen. I know everybody's like, well, show them the shoes. Like, I got to show everybody the shoes. Now, look, I got
to. All right, maybe we'll get a picture.
Should I go live?
Yeah, you know. Are you doing it on purpose or is it an accident?
I mean, if I say I'm going live, I'm doing it on purpose.
All right. Well, that's what some, I mean, some
I
say that.
I don't even know how to do the live.
Yeah, that's what everyone says these days. Don't know how to do that. Well, you know, it's not that hard. You just throw the phone down to the bed and it goes live.
I ain't never seen nothing like it.
No, well, nobody's seen anything quite like that.
That was a shy porn, though, by the way. That was a shy porno.
What?
Like, that's my definition. It was a shy porno.
Like, you know, video.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
You say this like most people know what that's like.
You'd be surprised. There's probably a lot of people out there that's probably done.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
What are you? All right,
okay, you want the percentage?
Another one added in the collection.
Hold on. Hold on. You say there's a lot of people out
probably
there.
Probably a lot of people that did the porn, the shy porn, or the porn. Yeah.
What percentage of the average person?
The average person that has, like, not shown it, but shot a video.
Sure. I get what you mean.
I'll say 75%.
No shot. There is no shot. That's 75%. You know how many guys are in their car and I say, this guy's nuts. There's no way.
You know me. I like to inflate those numbers.
Not 75% might have had the idea. That doesn't mean the execution happened.
No, they shot it, but they haven't shown anybody.
No way, 75%.
No, seriously, though, I wholeheartedly believe this. At least 80% of the people that have iPhones have at least one naked or semi-naked picture in their phone. At least one.
Well, that's different than the other thing you were saying.
Yeah, but I mean, that's you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of people that got a naked picture in their phone. It's a lot of people. I'm just saying.
That is. All right. We can add that to the list of Hughisms today. Let's go back to the phones. And then we got to rank. Hugh didn't quite work blue like Jason Kelce did on the morning show today, but he was rated R.
He was close, man.
Yeah, he was. We'll rank those in a few minutes. Tom and Abington's up. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's up,
Tom,
man?
What's up, buddy?
How it do, plant-based shoe?
What's going on, man?
Hey, before I get into our beloved birds, I would like to comment on that Phillies game last night. Was that not the most boneheaded managerial move you've ever seen? Now, I understand it wasn't their manager. He was suspended. But why did he pull that pitcher?
I don't know. Now, he's had injuries, so maybe they have him on some sort of innings or pitch limit. I wasn't quite sure why, but... He was dominating, Tom, like from the first inning. I know. They gave the Phillies a win last night on a night they had like their C lineup out there.
Yes, they did. Now, the Eagles, game manager. Yeah, we got to come up with a new term for that, I think.
How about plant-based?
Plant-based Jalen.
It kind of fits.
I think it does fit. Do you want Jalen to go plant-based?
Jalen needs to become more plant-based.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that would work. Or a mistake manager, maybe. Something along those lines. But, you know, I think if I see one more RPO, it's going to drive me nuts. The RPO is dead. The league has caught up to it, and OG, if you're listening, cover your ears. Jalen's lost a step. It's okay to say. He's not as fast as he was. I mean, I think that's pretty evident. So the combination of those two things, I think they need to just scrap the RPO.
Wait, it feels like a broken play. And Tom, the near interception in the fourth quarter when A.J. broke it up, that was an RPO gone bad. He kept the ball. The defense was not fooled at all. And then he tried to throw it to A.J. and the corner's just sitting there. It's like, it feels like five plays a game are just a waste of time for everybody.
Yeah, the defenses have caught up to it, much like Chip Kelly when he came in and reinvented wheel. Once the league caught up and he didn't have a counterpunch, he was cooked. So, yeah, no more RPO. The tush-push, I don't know. These are all things related to Nish Sirianni. And I think that, if Nish just stays out of the way and lets the coordinators cook, I think we'll be fine.
I think so, too. Tom, we appreciate it. By the way, on the Sirianni thing, I think we need to reset the parameters for these press conferences. Have you noticed? Like, twice this week. Because he's not in charge of the offense, and he's not really a defensive
person. They don't really ask any questions about either or.
They don't know what to ask him. He's still the head coach. You can ask him how Jalen played. You can ask him what you thought about Jalen Carter.
I mean, he should know.
He's in charge.
Also, let my man Mike Sielski get a question.
The guy's trying to cook, and they're shutting him down.
Mike Sielski, maybe he shouldn't be so little. Maybe he should get some bass in. Well, Mike, if you listen, and put some bass in your voice, man. That helps.
I heard him pretty clear. Just like,
he got to be more assertive.
He's getting elbowed out.
He's got to be Uram, boxing.
Yeah, because you see Uram. He was going to ask him.
Uram don't mess around, man. And you see Uram around the office, he's the most quietest guy in the office.
Yeah, but you put that microphone in a press conference?
Oh, yeah, he's a pit bull.
That's right.
He need to probably learn from Uram.
Whatever works.
Because Uram asked the hard questions.
I just need less questions about Sirianni's schedule and more about Jalen Hurts' play.
I can't do the schedule.
I don't care how he spends his time. I don't. Like, I have more time to do this. Wonderful. How about how's the quarterback playing and the turnovers? Like, stuff that matters
to people.
Give
me takes, Nick. Not your schedule.
This is on the people asking him the questions. He's just going to answer, right? Like, you just tee him up and he goes. We got to get. I mean, on Monday, it took 20 minutes for a Jalen Hurts question. What are we doing? I don't care about the travel plans back and forth from Brazil. I do not care. All right. So today, Hugh went, was it rated R? Would you say rated R?
PG-13? I was getting pretty close to having to dump him today.
Okay. So what would you say we usually are? What kind of show are you? PG show?
I would say PG-13.
PG-13. Yeah, that's fair.
PG-13.
All right, we're a PG-13 show. Hugh kind of strayed from that a little bit today. So are we going to rank the best Hughisms of the day?
Yeah, and I feel like it's worth doing a little.
All right, let's hear some of these.
All right, so the most recent addition to this drop board here, we might have to figure out which one we think is our favorite.
Okay.
Honestly, this one's a contender here because totally out of context, it's amazing.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Just be careful at work, buddy.
You don't want nobody to see. You're doing shy porn. That was a shy porno. You dropped the phone, and you just left it up to our imagination. Like, seriously, that's what it was.
It's the way you said it, though, makes it sound like when you're watching porn, and you don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, when you're making the shot.
Oh, yes. When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
I've had some coworkers here that have done that.
The porn?
Yeah. The shy porn, yeah.
Yep. All right. And then these came sort of in rapid succession. Well, one of them came after we replayed one of these. But, I mean, you were talking about A.J. Brown, and things got a little rated R.
Bounce balls off his chest. that was one.
Yeah, that's going to get a lot of use.
But that wasn't me. That was the caller that was talking about he was bouncing balls off his chest.
You said what you said.
Well, bounce he meant balls it in the context of interceptions, not. Yeah, all right, anyway. All right, so we have that.
and then he made it even worse with this.
Spit that thing out. I'm just saying. You gotta, like, sometimes when I'm talking, I got to make sure. I can't even get it out.
Yeah, because,
like, sometimes, man, sometimes words tongue-tie. Spit that thing out. You got to spit the words out. I got to spit them out.
But then, I mean, this might be. This might be the most outrageous, out-of-context thing you've ever said on this show.
He hawked two of me. Yeah, you did hawk two of me, though. Because, like,
it just sounds so bad.
But listen, like, speaking of Hawk Tua and viral sensations, like, this is what happens. All you need is a minute and a half. Hawk Tua. You need a minute and a half, and you become famous. Like, even so much so, like, let's talk, like, since we got a little bit, time.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about this. I am not the only one that believes that Shannon Sharp was lying about his life. Said he didn't know how to work.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I went on my live. I've never gone live, but I've went on and tried to see how you could mistakenly go on live.
It's not as easy as you made it out to be.
Man, listen. And then to go on his show, where they changed the name from Nightcap to Nightclap. They changed it to the Nightclap.
He has ruined I Got Hacked forever.
Yeah.
Because first he said he got hacked.
That dog don't hunt.
And then he said, that dog does not
hunt anymore. And to get on there and brag about selling out your merch, dog, come on, man. Come on.
That was a good opportunity for him, though. I mean, like, once that happened, how many people watched that?
I mean, it took any publicity as good publicity to a new level.
No, it is. And listen. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's had quite a few viral moments. And then to get on his show and kind of, you know, go into detail.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot.
The whole thing was a lot. So what's our favorite Hugh moment
today?
Yeah,
so I don't know, because I was originally thinking that
he hawked two with me.
That he hawked two with me would be the
best.
It's a
wild phrasing of words to put together.
But honestly, just the out of context, I feel like this one has more of a drop sound to it.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
That one's gonna get a lot of run.
I'm right there on the line, ain't I? I'm right there. Okay. When you're doing the porn,
you see me looking at the door.
But you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
You see me looking at the door.
It's one of those things where HR has the folder on the desk. They haven't added anything, but they have it out.
It's me looking at the door because I know the boss is here today. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this my last day? Could this possibly be it? No.
Bounce balls. So off his chest.
I think we have a lot of candidates there. Ranking them, I think the one you said with the drop board material is the best
doing
one.
Doing the porn sounds like drop board material.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Yeah, shy porn is our winner. All right,
Porn is definitely, that's a thing though. Because that's what that was. That was shy porn.
Yeah, so let's go from shy porn to Steve in Phoenix. So what's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Y'all got me rolling in the car. But anyway, I'm crying. But anyway, Jane just got to go back to that. You know what? He needs to play like he's still on a rookie deal. That's what he needs to play like, because for some reason, it just seemed like he didn't got off track. I don't know. I don't think it was the money, but it's like, dude, just be a game manager. There's nothing wrong with a game manager getting paid, $50 million a year. I mean, that's a good job.
That's
to
a damn
back.
Good game manager
I think
job.
We all want a job like that. Can I be a game manager?
Like, dude, listen. Do you ever hear that saying, man, I just work here? He needs to grab that mentality, man. Just go out. Stop trying to do so much, man. Just be a game manager. Tom Brady did it for, 3 years, you know? A couple of Super Bowls he won on the back of the kicker. So it's like, dude, you got to just play the game. Stop making these mistakes, because these mistakes is going to bite us, man. It bit us in the Super Bowl. He needs to learn from that. Take care of the ball. And who? I got a pair of those AD phones that you got, man. Them things are comfortable. I got a pair.
No, man, I'm telling you, the Adafone, like, I'm trying to tell them, everybody's making fun of me.
I'm telling you.
No, man. I didn't say they weren't comfortable. They just look like they're painted on your feet.
They do.
Yeah, they look like
they're a little painted.
Yeah, but my wife made fun of mine, but I'll tell you what, man. Hey, I walk light in them things.
Hey, man, listen, when you get a certain age, like, I like my J's. I'm not going to give up my J's.
But these right here are
super comfortable.
Yeah.
It's all about comfort, man. It's all about comfort.
And that's why you wear pajamas to work.
Yeah. I do. Hey,
that's right. Yeah, if I could wear pajamas, I would too, but I can't because I work in a lot of aggressive environments. So, you know, they'll fire me on the spot.
Yeah, we
but,
can't.
Like I said, though, Jaden Hurst got to just become a game manager, man, and just Just play to win, man, not to lose. That's all.
I like it. Steve, good phone call, man. We appreciate that. That's right. Play to win, not to lose. Keep this thing simple. Wear pajamas to work. Be a game manager. And don't go full R-rated. Just toe
that
line.
Just do the shy stuff. The shy stuff works.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Yeah, basically, just be shy about it.
Just be shy.
That's it.
Keep it simple. 215-592-9494. Come back.
Spit that thing out.
Your phone calls. And we actually have a really compelling Thursday night game tonight. One team, Hughes, already basically eliminated. So we'll talk about this next. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Same. He's breaking apart still a little bit early, and that's something that he's going to have to get comfortable with. And trusting that these guys, that he's going to be able to step up. And I think early in the game, there was the interception down the middle of the field where he wasn't able to step up. When things like that happen early in the game, you kind of lose that trust. But he's going to have to gain the trust that these guys are going to protect him, hang in that pocket a little bit longer, and execute the offense.
Mike Quick talking about Jalen Hurts there. And the idea of leaving that pocket a little bit too quickly. 215-592-9494. That's how you outburst. So, he was talking about the first pick, the one over the middle to Devontae.
Yeah.
There was a little push. I think it was Dickerson got pushed back a little bit on that play into Hurts. But for the most part, I thought the offensive line did a good enough job. Yeah.
Listen, man, if you get off schedule as a defensive lineman, and you know we have to throw, because in that case you had to throw. Oh, blood in the water. I'm coming after you. Like, I'm trying to put as much pressure on you because you're trying to get him to throw a pick in that situation.
Trying to get him to rush his
yeah,
his
to rush
reads.
The throw.
Yeah. Well, and that time, you know, he was a little late to it, and he threw it over the middle, and you throw late over the middle, you get picked. 215-592-9494. All right, can we also hear from Jaws? Jaws the other day talking about with Jalen Hurts, and you know, we've had a lot of callers today. I'd say the people that are on the leave Jalen alone, he's not a game manager.
Leave him alone,
defend him, apologist. Like, that side of the coin today is as often brought up, it's just one game. And that's obviously true. It's the first game of the season. But it's not. Like, his play has changed. The way he plays the position has been different the last two seasons, last year and then the one game of this season, compared to what he did early in his career. And Jaws earlier this week was kind of alluding to that with, we got a pattern now.
In your mind, very correctable, it sounds like?
Very correctable, but I'm starting to sense a pattern now. As I said earlier, it was 15 interceptions last year, now two in the first game. You know, I think you got to be real careful about protecting the football. It's very seldom you win this league minus two in the turnover category. Mm-hmm. And we turned over three times. Green Bay turned over one, and we won the football game. So that doesn't happen all that often. So you've got to protect the football.
Yeah, I think, Charles, one of the things I hear John, and he says this a lot, it's a correctable, of course it's correctable, but it's also sustainable. I mean,
I was starting to see a little bit of a pattern here. You know, trying to force balls in where they shouldn't go. You got to be very careful. You know, very careful with that football.
It's funny, Hugh. When things like this happen, you start to say, "Well, it will go away. Or it can go away." But after a while, you start to wonder, "When is it going to go away?" It feels like this has got to change quickly. Like, he has to get out of this realm of the turnovers, because they've become a big part of the story, and they didn't used to be.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I feel like the biggest thing with the one game sampling size that I have, is that he has to get comfortable. Like, he wasn't comfortable. I stand on that. I think that, you know, early on, like I said, the fact that he got off schedule, he was uncomfortable. Now, this week, there has to be more of a rhythm to the offense. There has to be more of a chess match, because when I think of that offense and some of the things that they did, it was effective, but it wasn't fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, there were points in the game where it didn't look fluid. I think now you're coming home, you're playing in front of your fan base, you're playing on the turf that you're somewhat familiar with.
Should be a nice night Monday.
Should be a nice night Monday night. I think everything works in your favor. And then we will see more of a fluid offense, and we'll see more of the vision of what Kellen Moore wants this team to look like.
It's going to be fun Monday. Back home, nice weather. Obviously, everyone at the link's going to be raring to go. The Nick Foles night. It's going to be good. I do. We were joking earlier about the day, because it was a Friday, then it was a Monday. I am ready for a Sunday game here. Like, we've had a weird start with scheduling.
Yeah, Sunday's kind of weird, man, because it's like, it's, you got all day Sunday football.
Yep.
And then you got half of the day Monday. Well, people will probably start tailgating, what, about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
For the Monday night game?
12 o'clock.
I think they should tailgate.
Nobody's going to work Monday.
Well,
nobody's going to work Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. You can go to work
be
Monday.
Banged up. It's going to be some banged up individuals.
Should we start the tailgate at 10 a.m. Monday on our show?
We can start that, but okay. we can't partake in the tailgate festivities ourselves.
Says who?
Well, I got to come to work Tuesday.
Well, we also have to do a pregame show Monday night.
Yeah, that right there, that dog ain't going to hunt.
Yeah, you'll fall asleep. Yeah, no, he will be
out. I'm going to be in that mug asleep.
Yeah,
I'm the best kind of drunk to be around, though. I don't make no noise. I'm just going to sit in the corner and smile. And then every now and then you probably hear some snoring.
Yeah, we can't
coming
have that.
From my direction. Yeah, I ain't about to do much.
What's the plan for Monday? Is it our show, nap, then the game? Or are you going to try to power through?
You know what's funny? That's a good question, Joe. That traffic is going to be bananas. So I might have to go ahead and power through.
Yeah, so we did this a couple weeks ago for the...
I don't know, I got to change clothes, though, because you're not coming to work in my pajamas. I don't think I can go to the game in my pajamas.
No, well, the Packers game, Hugh showed up in a polo. It was like,
wow.
I know. It was
first day of school, baby. First day of school, new show. Hey, I had to show up, but that's about it. That's
new
all
lunchbox.
I got.
Yeah, see, he was ready to go.
I ain't doing it again.
Yeah, but you know, you shouldn't have wasted your nice outfit because there was only like 10,000 people there.
No, but I had
Monday.
To put,
we're gonna have 75,000.
I had my school clothes on now. Like, damn, Joe, you. I ain't think about that.
Is that a part of your plant-based transition here?
No, man, because, like, usually I wear pajamas. Like, I got on pajamas today. I got to put on some real clothes.
Have you shown Kyle the shoes you're wearing today?
Oh, Kyle, you haven't seen my new shoes, man? Check them out.
You know what? I caught a peek of them as I was walking out.
I caught a crap.
And I was about to say something.
caught a crap.
The only way I could describe these shoes.
What the hell are they?
It looks like Hugh is a Lego character. Like, they're painted on him.
They're Adidas, and they're kind of like, they're like Crocs. They're Adidas Crocs.
I was going to say they look like Crocs.
They're called Adaphone. And so I got these shoes. Man, they are comfortable.
I'm not a sneakerhead.
Are they sneakers or are they Crocs?
They're Crocs.
They look ridiculous.
They're like pajamas. You don't like my shoes, man?
No, I
love these things, man. They are comfortable.
They better be, because that would be the only redeeming quality they have.
No, listen. Now I know everybody's like, well, show them the shoes. Like, I got to show everybody the shoes. Now, look, I got
to. All right, maybe we'll get a picture.
Should I go live?
Yeah, you know. Are you doing it on purpose or is it an accident?
I mean, if I say I'm going live, I'm doing it on purpose.
All right. Well, that's what some say that.
I don't even know how to do the live.
Yeah, that's what everyone says these days. Don't know how to do that. Well, you know, apparently it's not that hard. You just throw the phone down to the bed and it goes live.
Man, I ain't never seen nothing like it.
No, well, nobody's seen anything quite like that.
Was a shy porn, though, by the way. That was a shy porno.
What?
Like, that's my definition. It was a shy porno.
Like, you know, it was audio, not video.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
You say this like most people know what that's like.
You'd be surprised. There's probably a lot of people out there that's probably done.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
What are you? All right,
okay, you want the percentage?
Another one added in the collection.
Hold on. You say there's a lot of people out
probably
there.
Probably a lot of people that did the porn, the shy porn, or the porn. Yeah.
What percentage of the average person?
The average person that has, like, not shown it, but shot a video.
Sure. I get what you mean.
I'll say 75%.
No shot. There is no shot. That's 75%.
75%.
You know how many guys are in their car and I say, this guy's nuts. There's no way.
You know me. I like to inflate those numbers.
Now, 75% might have had the idea. That doesn't mean the execution happened.
No, they've shot it, but they haven't shown anybody.
Way 75%.
No, seriously though, I wholeheartedly believe this. At least 80% of the people that have iPhones have at least one naked or semi-naked picture in their phone. At least one.
Well, that's different than the other thing you were saying.
Yeah, but I mean that's you know that's a lot. That's a lot of people that got a naked picture in their phone. It's a lot of people. I'm just saying.
That is. All right. We can add that to the list of Hughisms today. Let's go back to the phones. And then we got to rank. Hugh, he didn't quite work blue like Jason Kelce did on the morning show today, but he was rated R.
He was close, man.
Yeah, he was. We'll rank those in a few minutes. Tom in Abington's up. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's up,
Tom,
man?
What's up, buddy?
How it do, plant-based
shoe? What's going on, man?
Hey, before I get into our beloved birds, I would like to comment on that Phillies game last night. Was that not the most boneheaded managerial move you've ever seen? Now, I understand it wasn't their manager. He was suspended. But why did he pull that pitcher?
I don't know. Now, he's had injuries, so maybe they have him on some sort of innings or pitch limit. I wasn't quite sure why, but he was dominating, Tom. Like, from the first inning. I know. They gave the Phillies a win last night on a night they had, like, their C lineup out there.
Yes, they did. Now, the Eagles, game manager. Yeah, we got to come up with a new term for that, I think.
How about plant-based?
Plant-based Jalen.
It kind of fits.
I think it does fit. Do you want Jalen to go plant-based?
Jalen needs to become more plant-based.
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, that would work. Or a mistake manager, maybe. Something along those lines. But, you know, I think if I see one more RPO, it's going to drive me nuts. The RPO is dead. The league has caught up to it. And, OG, if you're listening, cover your ears. Jalen's lost a step. It's okay to say. He's not as fast as he was. I mean, I think that's pretty evident. So the combination of those two things, I think they need to just scrap the RPO.
Well, it feels like a broken play. And, Tom, the near interception in the fourth quarter when A.J. broke it up, that was an RPO gone bad. He kept the ball. The defense was not fooled at all. And then he tried to throw it to A.J., and the corner's just sitting there. It's like it feels like five plays a game are just a waste of time for everybody.
Yeah, the defenses have caught up to it, much like Chip Kelly when he came in and reinvented wheel. Once the league caught up and he didn't have a counterpunch, he was cooked. So, yeah, no more RPO. The tush-push, I don't know. These are all things related to Nish Chiriani. And I think if Nish just stays out of the way and lets the coordinators cook, I think we'll be fine.
I think so, too. Tom, we appreciate it. By the way, on the Sirianni thing, I think we need to reset the parameters for these press conferences. Have you noticed? Like, twice this week. Because he's not in charge of the offense, and he's not really a defensive
person. They don't really ask any questions about either or.
They don't know what to ask him. He's still the head coach. You can ask him how Jalen played. You can ask him what you thought about Jalen Carter.
I mean, he should know.
He's in charge.
Also, let my man Mike Sielski get a question.
The guy's trying to cook, and they're shutting him down.
Mike Sielski, maybe he shouldn't be so little. Maybe he should get some bass in. Well, Mike, if you listen, and put some bass in your voice, man.
I heard him pretty clear.
He got to be more assertive.
He's getting elbowed out.
He's got to be Uram. Like, just boxing.
Yeah, I wanted to hear what he was going to ask him.
Uram don't mess around, man. And you see Uram around the office, he's the most quietest guy in the office.
Yeah, but you put that microphone in a press conference?
Oh, yeah, he's a pit bull.
That's right.
He need to probably learn from Uram.
Whatever works.
Because Uram asked the hard questions.
I just need less questions about Sirianni's schedule and more about Jalen Hurts' play.
I can't do the schedule.
I don't care how he spends his time. I don't. Like, I have more time to do this. Wonderful. How about how's the quarterback playing and the turnovers? Like, stuff that matters
to people.
Give me
takes, Nick. Not your schedule.
This is on the people asking him the questions. He's just going to answer, right? Like, you just tee him up and he goes. I mean, on Monday, it took 20 minutes for a Jalen Hurts question. What are we doing? I don't care about the travel plans back and forth from Brazil. I do not care. All right. So today, Hugh went, was it rated R? Would you say rated R?
PG-13? I was getting pretty close to having to dump him today.
Okay. So what would you say we usually are? What kind of show are you? PG show?
I would say PG-13.
PG-13. Yeah, that's fair.
PG-13.
All right, we're a PG-13 show. Hugh kind of strayed from that a little bit today. So are we going to rank the best Hughisms of the day?
Yeah, and I feel like it's worth doing a little.
All right, let's hear some of these.
All right, so the most recent addition to this drop board here, we might have to figure out which one we think is our favorite.
Okay.
Honestly, this one's a contender here because totally out of context, it's amazing.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Just be careful at work, buddy.
You don't want nobody to see. You're doing shy porn. That was a shy porno. You dropped the phone, and you just left it up to our imagination. Like, seriously, that's what it was.
It's the way you said it, though, makes it sound like when you're watching porn. And you don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, when you're making the shot.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
I've had some coworkers here that have done that.
The porn?
Yeah. The shy porn, yeah.
Yep. All right. And then these came sort of in rapid succession. Well, one of them came after we replayed one of these. But, I mean, you were talking about A.J. Brown, and things got a little rated R.
Bounce balls off his chest. that was one.
Yeah, that's going to get a lot of use.
But that wasn't me. That was the caller that was talking about he was bouncing balls off his chest.
You said what you said.
bounce balls.
Well, he meant balls it in the context of interceptions, not... Yeah, all right, anyway, all right, so we have that.
and then he made it even worse with this.
Spit that thing out. I'm just saying. You gotta, like, sometimes when I'm talking, I got to make sure.
I can't even get it out.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes, man, sometimes words tongue-tie. Spit that thing out. You got to spit the words out. I got to spit them out.
But then, I mean, this might be. This might be the most outrageous, out-of-context thing you've ever said on this show.
He hawked two of me. Yeah, you did hawk two of me, though. Because, like...
It just sounds so bad.
But listen, like, speaking of hawk two and viral sensations, like, this is what happens. All you need is a minute and a half. He hawked two of me. You need a minute and a half, and you become famous. Like, even so much so... Like, let's talk, like, since we got a little bit of time.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about this. I am not the only one that believes that Shannon Sharp was lying about his live, said he didn't know how to work.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I went on my live. I've never gone live, but I've went on and tried to see how you could mistakenly go on live.
It's not as easy as you made it out to be.
Man, listen. And then to go on his show, well, they changed the name from Nightcap to Nightclap. They changed it to the Nightclap.
He has ruined I Got Hacked forever.
Yeah.
Because first he said he got hacked.
That dog don't hurt.
And then he said,
not hurt anymore. And to get on there and brag about selling out your merch, dog, come on, man. Come on.
That was a good opportunity for him, though. How many people watched that?
I mean, it took any publicity as good publicity to a new level.
No, it is. And listen, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's had quite a few viral moments. And then to get on his show and kind of, you know, go into detail.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot.
The whole thing was a lot. So what's our favorite Hugh moment today?
Yeah, so I don't know, because I was originally thinking that he hawked two at me would be the best.
It's a
one.
Wild phrasing of words to put together.
But honestly, just the out of context, I feel like this one has more of a drop sound to it.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
That one's gonna get a lot of
wrong. I'm right there on the line, ain't I? I'm right there. When you're doing the porn,
you see me looking at
but
the
you
door.
Don't want nobody to see you,
you
doing
see
the
me
porn.
Looking at the door to see.
It's one of those things where HR has the folder on the desk. They haven't added anything, but they have it out.
It's me looking at the door because I know the boss is here today. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this my last day? Could this possibly be it? No. Bounce balls.
So
off his chest.
I think we have a lot of candidates there. Ranking them, I think the one you said with the drop board material is the best
doing
one.
Doing the porn sounds like drop board material.
When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Yeah, shy porn is our winner. All right,
Porn is definitely, that's a thing though. Because that's what that was. That was shy porn.
Yeah, so let's go from shy porn to Steve in Phoenix. So what's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
you guys
Steve.
Doing
what's going on, man?
y'all guys ain't right. Y'all got me rolling in the car. But anyway, I'm crying. But anyway, Jane just got to go back to that. You know what? He needs to play like he's still on a rookie deal. That's what he needs to play like, because for some reason, it just seemed like he didn't got off track. I don't know. I don't think it was the money, but it's like, dude, just be a game manager. There's nothing wrong with a game manager getting paid, $50 million a year. I mean, that's a good job.
That's
to
a damn
that.
Good game manager.
I think we all want a job like that. Can I be a game manager?
Like, dude, listen. Do you ever hear that saying, man, I just work here? He need to grab that mentality, man. Just go out. Stop trying to do so much, man. Just be a game manager. Tom Brady did it for, 3 years? You know, a couple of Super Bowls he won on the back of the kicker. So it's like, dude, you got to just play the game. Stop making these mistakes, because these mistakes is going to bite us, man. It bit us in the Super Bowl. He need to learn from that. Take care of the ball. And who? I got a pair of those AD phones that you got, man. Them things are comfortable.
I got a pair.
No, man, I'm telling you, the Adafolk. Like, I'm trying to tell them. Everybody's making fun of me.
I'm telling you.
No, man, I didn't say they weren't coming. They just look like they're painted on your feet.
They do.
Yeah, they look like
they're little painted.
Yeah, yeah, but my wife made fun of mine, but I'll tell you what, man. Hey, I walk light in them things.
Hey, man, listen, when you get a certain age, like, I like my J's. I'm not going to give up my J's. But these right here are super comfortable.
Yeah.
It's all about comfort, man. It's all about comfort.
And that's why you wear pajamas to work.
Yeah. I do. Hey,
that's right. Yeah, if I could wear pajamas, I would too, but I can't because I work in a lot of aggressive environments. So, you know, they'll fire me on the spot.
Yeah, we
but,
can't have
like
that.
I said, no, but like I said, though, hey, Jaden Hurst got to just become a game manager, man, and just play to win, man, not to lose. That's all.
I like it. Steve, good phone call, man. We appreciate that. That's right. Play to win, not to lose. Keep this thing simple. Wear pajamas to work. Be a game manager. And don't go full R-rated. Just toe
Let's
that
do
line.
Just do the shy stuff. The shy stuff works. When you're doing the porn, you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Yeah, basically, just be shy about it.
Just be shy.
That's it.
Keep it simple. 215-592-9494. Come back.
Spit that thing out.
Your phone calls. And we actually have a really compelling Thursday night game tonight. One team, Hughes, already basically eliminated. So we'll talk about this next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.